Yuma Perak Beis Mishnah Hay. Tamid Karv Betisha. The carbon tamid is brought with 9 Kohanim, Ba'asar or 10, Be'chadasar, Be'shneimasar, 11, 12, Le'pachas V'le'yosar. No less and no more than these amount of Kohanim. Ketzad. How so? Atzmo Betisha. When it's regularly brought, it's brought with 9 Kohanim. The Rav explains that we're dealing, the 9 Kohanim are Mishas, Halechas Evarim Ve'elach. When they would bring the Evarim onto the Mizbeach and onwards, there you would count 9. So it's excluding the Avodas that were done, where, for example, they're Midashin, the Mizbeach Bifnim, so on and so forth. But what's interesting is really that there's more than 9, because we just said in the previous Mishnah that there was another pious for the Kohen that brought the Evarim from the ramp of the Mizbeach onto the Mizbeach. So that would be number 10. So why is there only 9? So Kivager brings Rashi that holds that this Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov in Maseches Tamid, because Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds that the same Kohen that would put the limbs on the Mizbeach, he would then, we said that they would go in and say Krishma, and then they'd come back out, and it was the same Kohen that put it onto the Mizbeach. And therefore it comes out that this Mishnah is different than the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah clearly said, there's a separate pious for me, Mala Evarim min HaKevesh v'la Mizbeach. And this Mishnah is being choylik on it, because this Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Taisus holds that you could say that really, it is like the Chachamim, and there was a separate pious, but it could be sometimes, you could have 9, because it's possible that the same coin won the lottery for both things. That he's going to be the one to put the item onto the ramp, and he also is the same one that is going to take it from the ramp on top of the Mizbeach, and therefore it could be it's only 9, so that's why the minimum is 9. Mishnah continues, Bechag biad echad sloichas shal mayim, harei kanasara, on Sukkos during the morning, by the carbon tamid shal shachris, because one of the nesachim on Sukkos is mayim. So one of the kohanim had its luchas shal mayim, so therefore harei kanasara, there was 10 then. Bein arbayim, bechadasar, this is every day, there was 11. Why? Who atzma betisha? Because it was the same 9 that they had for carbon tamid shal shachris. Ushnayim biyadim shnei gzirei etzim. And then there were 2 of them, 2 new people that had 2 beams of wood, sticks of wood, whatever, to set up the maracha. The truth is, in shachris, they didn't need a separate kohen for this because the person, the kohen that did the truma sadeshin, which is actually done at night when he cleaned it out, he also was responsible for putting on the shnei gzirei etzim for the tamid shal shachris, to putting on the maracha that it should burn. But in the afternoon, it was part of the Avodah, so they had 2 other Kohanim do this. Uv'Shabbos be'chadasar, and on Shabbos there were 11. Hu atzma b'tisha, the same 9. U'shnayim b'yodam, shnei b'zichei levonah shalechem aponim. There were another 2 that were holding the 2 pans of the levona that was next to the lechem aponim in the heichal. The lechem aponim was there all week, and Shabbos morning, the lechem was taken out and eaten by the Kohanim. When it was taken out, the 2 plates that had the frankincense, the levona, was put onto the Mizbeach. So therefore, you had 2 Kohanim that would be doing this on Shabbos. Uv'Shabbos shebesoy chachag, and when Shabbos fell out on Sukkos, biad echad tzloiches shalmayim. There was that extra nesachim of water, so you had another coin for the tzloiches shalmayim.